CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Trump administration says it will freeze over $2 billion in funding to Harvard University for not complying with demands related to admissions and hiring, DEI policies, and more. CBS's Nikki Batiste at Harvard.
I spoke with a medical school professor who says his department has been hit with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cuts. That will impact research into Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, long COVID, and a variety of cancers. And he said what that means for Americans, and I quote him, is that people who could have been cured in the years to come will instead die.
Georgetown law professor and former ACLU director David Cole says Harvard will win if it goes to court, calling the Trump administration's demands blatantly illegal. Army and Air Force libraries have been told to go through their books to find anything related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's according to new by the Associated Press. The orders come from about after the U.S. Naval Academy. Nearly 400 books from its library, including some about the Holocaust and civil rights, after being told to get rid of those that promote DEI. For the first time, a woman has competed in the Army's Best Ranger competition.
Army Ranger First Lieutenant Gabrielle White and her teammate finished in 14th place out of 52 pairs. During the 60-hour competition, the Rangers moved more than 60 miles along the way. Fitness tests, obstacle courses, land navigation, helicopter missions, and weapons qualification. In past years, the Army likely would have touted White's accomplishment, but President Trump's anti-DEI policies won't allow that. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A big win for credit card companies.
A federal judge has overturned a U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule that capped credit card late fees at $8. The cap was introduced last year as part of former President Biden's crackdown on junk fees. In the ruling, the Texas judge, who was appointed by President Trump, said the policy was illegal because it prevented card issuers from charging fees reasonable and proportional to violations. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
In the U.S.-China trade war, China has reportedly told its domestic airlines to not accept deliveries from Boeing. That according to Bloomberg. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Over the next two decades, China represented 20% of their demand when it comes to these commercial planes. So that's going to be really hard to replace.
He did one of the first TV interviews with a young Elvis Presley and hosted game shows including Gambit and Tic-Tac-Toe.
The recipe for Tic-Tac-Toe, three ingredients. Great MC, pain to play, big money.
Wink Martindale's publicist says the 91-year-old died today after battling lymphoma. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter. Call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Kim Kardashian's lawyer says she will testify in person at an upcoming trial over a 2016 heist in Paris, during which armed robbers allegedly tied her up and locked her in a bathroom while they stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry. Also in Paris, those who spent 5 years restoring Notre Dame Cathedral have been honored.
There was a long standing ovation for the artisans, engineers, and others who Notre Dame after the terrible fire exactly 6 years ago.
Monsieur Philippe Villeneuve.
Chief architect Philippe Villeneuve was among those decorated by President Macron.
Nous vous faisons chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
Who made him a Knight of the Legion of Honor. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Starting May 12th, Starbucks employees will be required to wear a solid black shirt and khaki black or blue denim bottoms. Starbucks says the new dress code will make its green apron stand out. The labor union group unionizing Starbucks workers opposes it. Paper CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies becoming clear. Northwest wind still a bit breezy with low breezy mark. On Wednesday, a chilly day, even with the sunshine, highs in the mid-40s, an east wind by the afternoon, showers likely by Thursday. Currently 44 degrees.
Thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and free of charge to assist in times of crisis. Applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
W-R-J-N. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm to let you know I can really shake them down.
Well, you're driving me crazy. Work, work, until the little bit.
local news, and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Started out with nothing.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Here resting my bones, and loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay,
on a finger now in everything.
Devil with a blue dress.
Gonna suck it to me now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Got me on a mountaintop, it's burning like a silver.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hong Kong's Postal Service says it's stopping shipments of goods to the U.S., a reaction to the tariffs being imposed by President Trump. More from reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Hong Kong Post accused the U.S. of imposing bullying tariff hikes as it said it will reject parcels containing goods that are bound for the U.S. by either land or sea with immediate effect, and airmail packages from April 27th. It comes after President Trump's recent order to drop a duty-free exemption for small parcels from China.
Tariffs were a major subject at a town hall in Georgia held by Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was about as raucous as was expected.
Protest. If you want to shout and chant, we will have you removed just like that man was thrown out.
Green said what she called the real economy is thriving under President Trump. Some people were tased and removed from the town hall. What would be the effect of the Trump administration freezing more than $2 billion in funding to Harvard University? CBS's Nikki Batiste went to Harvard's campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
We spoke with a medical professor here to get an idea of the real-life impact of these cuts. He runs a lab here. He said some of the research that could be impacted involves Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, cancer. And at another school we visited, Johns Hopkins, an oncologist there said cuts at that school could mean ending clinical trials that save people's lives.
The Trump administration continues to defy a court order requiring it to explain what it's doing to return a man to the U.S. from El Salvador. Here's CBS News Justice Department correspondent Jacob Rosen.
Lawyers for Abrego Garcia and the Justice Department faced off in a courtroom on Tuesday, one day after El Salvador's Nayib Bukele said he would not be returning the man. A Department of Justice attorney continued to dodge straightforward questions on what the Trump administration is doing, if anything, to return the man.
Experts are warning that the so-called boarding issue at hospitals where a admitted but is waiting for a bed will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. Dr. Allison Haddock is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
The patients that we see who are sick and they need to stay overnight in the hospital don't have anywhere to go because the hospitals are chronically full. So where patients end up seeing that is in the emergency department because they arrive at the emergency department, they need care, and there's nowhere to put them.